Good morning, Joe.
How are you today?
Doing fine, but it's early. You never know what the day brings.
That's true. Well, the weather is cooperating nicely, certainly for all kinds of outdoor events, like the Country Fest on the Common.
Yes, indeed, and we got Quincy College this Friday. The weather looks good for that. Big commencement at the stadium.
So yes.
It's that time of year, which is great.
Senior Olympics are still underway. I think they're golfing today. A beautiful day for that.
It sure is, absolutely.
And, of course, coming up this weekend is the 24th Annual Arts Fest Celebration.
Yes, it's actually back at the Park Department on the lawn there. Adams Field got too big, in a sense, so... this is the first time we've done it this time of year because of the some of the issues with COVID, some of it just the logistics they wanted to try the springtime, which probably is better for the students. Gives them a chance during the year to get something prepared, whereas September, it's a rush job in some way. So we'll see what happens, but it's always a great take. I certainly encourage people to pop by and see it.
Yep, both days this weekend for free, and there'll be some... art demonstrations, I know, as well, and a chance for you to purchase some of the artwork or maybe even buy a raffle and win one.
There you go.
It's a lot of fun, for sure.
I always think of Annette Pegliani.
Yes.
And Annette and her husband, Al, and so many others, Julianne Malloy and Marilyn Riseberg, so many people in the early days on that are no longer with us, you know, yes. But I always think of them when this rolls around.
Yeah, and of course this year it'll be a little different after the passing of Kelly Cobble.
Exactly. Yeah. She was one of the real backbones of it, and another great Quincy person who really made a difference.
I understand there's going to be a special award presented in her name to one of the art entries, so that'll be nice.
Rightfully
for
her
family.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Can we talk a little bit, Mayor, about the City Council meeting that occurred last night and approval of the Pine Hill Cemetery expansion project?
Well, I was delighted to hear that this morning. I know that we've been talking about the expansion project at Pine Hill probably for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And as we know, cemeteries are built out by phases because you build out as you know what you can financially until the money gets back in, gives you more money in the till then to go forward. And Pine Hill, the acreage was there, but the problem was, in fact, I was the director back then. We went to expand a little further in the state shut us down, claiming the snake habitat. Only in Massachusetts the snake rights supersede human rights, but that's what occurred between the copperhead and the rattlesnake. So it took years, but we came to some resolution whereby the section that we've added will be the end of the use of cemetery at Pine Hill for burial purposes. The remainder acreage up there has got to be kept for snake habitat, and so, you know, it was a long time coming. I know people like the late Tom Galvin was excited to see this happen. I ran into Richie Sweeney at Wakes at Sweeney Brothers, and he's been, you know, I've been keeping him updated. He asked me about it all the time when both of those guys were on the board when we had these discussions. And, of course, the current board, including Paul Mariello, who's one of the longest-serving Board of Commission members in the city, these guys have been at it for some time, and they volunteer time. So this didn't happen overnight. We clearly went to the City Council with a very aggressive plan to build that out in its final stages, to make improvements to the cemetery. In some ways, it's been the poor stepchild to Mount Wollaston, and it's a beautiful area but needs some TLC. So with the expansion and creating of additional graves, we're adding some beautiful elements. The roads are going to be done over in there. We'll be adding a lot of trees and landscaping. It's really going to be a handsome place. So certainly thank the City Council for seeing the wisdom in the project. As a reminder to people that it pays for itself. You know, as the sale of lots proceeds, the money comes back in and pays off the debt service. So this is not a liability on the taxpayers of Quincy. It actually pays for itself. And so I think it's needed. We're almost out of space. And we've been in the cemetery business for a couple of hundred years. So it only made sense to take this to the next level and provide burial space for families of our city.
I wonder if you could clarify, Mayor, there's been some confusion about actually how many spaces will be added from this project.
Well, and there's a combination of regular death burials. So, you know, for example, when somebody buys a single lot, Joe, it's a little confusing. It's really for two people. It's in the business, we'd call it a townhouse. It's up and down. Whereas some cemeteries, you might have them side by side. But for efficiency of land use, we opted for the up and down kind of version. There'll be single graves, then doubles would be four, triples would be six. Certain families that want to purchase a larger lot to put everyone together. And then, of course, New England is way behind the rest of the country on cremations, but we are definitely doing more of those these days. So there are a number of niches and walls that have been created in this design specifically for cremation gardens, where people can appropriately bury the ashes and have the nameplate on the niche of their loved one. So there's a lot of pieces to this. It's supposed to take us, based on the estimates we do each year, take us out somewhere between 15 and 20 years going out for burials. I know it's several thousand. I heard the number, too, if you add, I think if you add everything up, I think it's about 10 or 12,000.
Okay.
I just the caveat that I'm not 100% sure on the actual file number, but it's in that vicinity.
Okay, yeah. There's been so many different numbers banted around, and some of them are accounting it for two, some of them are
correct.
Accounting it for,
yeah.
What's the timeline now going forward?
It's full steam ahead, so this summer and fall will be very busy up there. A lot more earthwork to do. This is really all about, vast majority is preparation. You know, it's like anything else. You paint the house, the work's in the preparation. You're going to do a yard over, the work's in the preparation. Well, we're putting the boxes in advance. Under Massachusetts law, every casket goes in a concrete vault in the ground. That's the law, and that's what's the custom for a long time. So rather than digging up the entire lot each time to put in the whole cement vault and then the casket, we're going the route of installing the caskets initially with the project, so that instead of, you know, a deep dig with a backhoe, be able to dig this with a smaller machine, be far less disruption to the whole lawn area and the graves around it. So we think both from efficiency as well as aesthetics that this makes some sense. So, but you know, that's so the prep work is huge. Mm-hmm. Getting this right, the drainage, a lot of ledge up there. We've had water issues in the past, so getting the drainage right is huge. Then of course the grading, and then the walls, and then the elements over time. So my guess is all told, it's about a year before we see the finished product.
Okay. It is a hill. It's Pine Hill.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Yep.
Mayor,
Beautiful spot, though.
It really is. Yeah, you kind of remove yourself from the city. It's in the Blue Hills Reservation, so it's
right.
Gorgeous.
Yep.
Can you tell us a little bit about your capital improvement plan for this year, Mayor?
Yeah, so we haven't actually submitted one in a couple of years, Joe.
Yep.
But we, you know, we like to have a five-year rolling capital plan. That's what most municipalities that are on the ball have that in place. And it's kind of the Bible of everything in the city as far as capital needs going. You know, that includes, you know, underground, that includes, you know, sewer water drain, includes public buildings, which includes every department, including the schools. It includes parks. It includes equipment. It's pretty comprehensive. And, you know, the initial piece on this plan was, you know, asking for an appropriation relating to the animal shelter, some more money for public buildings in general. We've got more than 80 buildings around the city that we maintain, Joe, so things happen all the time, whether your leaky roofs or boiler goes or whatever. You got to keep up with these things, so that's a part of it. Equipment is a part of it. Equipment is not cheap. As you know, the purchase of a fire truck and a ladder truck, big money.
Yeah,
a log loader for the forestry department and the cherry pickers, they're not cheap, and we need those to get the job done. So so it's a combination of those items specifically in this round. So we'll continue to update it as we go along, because it changes every day. I mean, things happen that you don't anticipate. Just like your house, something happens, you say, oh, no, and you got to deal with it. So sometimes the priorities change on the fly because of that.
The animal shelter, $15 million, is that in addition to the $7 million that was already approved?
Yes, yeah, so the $7 million, a large part of that went to constructing the road, doing site work, engineering, architectural work. So it's all part of it. Prices for everything are just absolutely crazy right now, Joe, as we've seen. on the news every night.
Yes.
The description of what's going on. You talk to contractors, and 2x4s are 3 times what they were 2 years ago. So the cost of construction is way, way up. But you know, we got to keep moving. And this is an important piece. Even in addition to building the new police station, the animal shelter that was on Broad Street was really not. I not even close to state of the art, never mind up to standards.
Right.
So whether we're doing the police station or not, it was time really to update and modernize and provide a decent facility for the animal shelter. We get, as you know, dozens, probably hundreds of volunteers that help out, man, keeping the place up and keeping up with the animals and putting them up for adoption. And it's a great labor of love for a lot of these people. So just in fairness, the volunteer hours alone that they save in cost is pretty remarkable. So I think it's a good project. It's far more expensive than I ever thought we'd be paying for an animal shelter.
Yeah.
But it is what it is, as they say.
Yeah. It's also housed the police canine unit, too, is that right?
Yeah, there's a piece in there for the canine unit, which I like because it... it provides police presence 24/7, you know, with those offices in and out, because it is a little bit of a secluded site. But,
yep.
You know, as you know, we built the dog park just up the hill from it, so it's really a cool piece of property overall that we've dedicated to really the animals of our city, particular mm-hmm. dogs with the dog park. But as you know, in the shelter, it's mostly dogs and cats of all types and breeds and species. And so I think the folks that have been involved in this for many, many years will be very happy when it's finally done. I think they've been rolling their eyes for a while, waiting to see when it would happen, and I understand that.
Finally, Mayor, and I know you're aware of the passing of Councillor Mahoney's dad earlier this week.
Yes, I spoke with Mrs. Mahoney on Friday. Joe Mulligan was a great guy. He's a teacher in the trades, his family in the business, pipe fitters, plumbers. He was really one of those guys that old school, good solid guy that would do anything for anybody. I said to Ann when I saw her father, I would think of Joe Flaherty and John Gillis. It was a group of those guys that used to chum together, and they were absolutely hilarious when you had to sit down and had something to eat with them or something. The stories just went on and on. So certainly want to express my deep sympathy, deepest sympathy to Mrs. Mulligan. Of course, Councilor Mahoney, her family, and her siblings. He had a good life, 94 years old, but yep. It's never easy to part with a loved one. So we certainly remember her in our thoughts and prayers.
Another one of the greatest generation military veterans.
Absolutely, yep.
Always appreciate your time, Mayor.
My pleasure. Enjoy the beautiful day, Joe.
Yes, you too.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.